7th, don't miss it. The Lost History of Flat Earth. And let's keep praying for Jason.
Good afternoon. The program is The Present Truth, your host, Rick Rodriguez. Welcome to the Wednesday program, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for The Present Truth. We just went through Hurricane Ida. Hurricane Katrina hit August 29th, 2005. Exactly 16 years later, to the day, August the 29th, 2021, Hurricane Ida. Both devastated the area of Louisiana. It was just an act of God, Mother Nature being Mother Nature. Or is it actually weather warfare? End of the world weather warfare by globalist powers that are destroying the United States of America? Well, let's listen to something. I'm going to have you listen to this, and you can decide. This is a YouTube video, Hurricane Manipulation, Weather Makers Exposed, Geoengineering Watch. Let's listen to this.
The path of Hurricane Ida was not an act of nature. It was the result of covert and complex climate engineering operations. Hurricanes are being heavily seeded and thus saturated with climate engineering elements. Many of these elements are electrically conductive. Thus, exposure to powerful radio frequency microwave transmissions manipulates the seeded storms by repelling the storms and the air mass around them away from the microwave transmission sites. Land-based sites and sea-based SBX microwave platforms. This effect is clearly visible on this microwave transmission level monitoring loop that GeoengineeringWatch.org captured during Hurricane Ida's path. As Hurricane Ida reached landfall, the storm was first stalled by land-based microwave transmission facilities that slowed Ida's inland advance. The storm was then continuously steered by the extensive network of microwave transmission sites. It is the ability of the climate engineers to steer storms like Hurricane Ida that allows them to so accurately plot their exact future paths, often a week in advance. The U.S. military first initiated hurricane manipulation operations 74 years ago, Project Cirrus in 1947. Not opinion, not theory, not conjecture. It is historical fact. If the weather controllers did not want Hurricane Ida to ever even develop, it would not have. If the geoengineers did not want Ida to make landfall, it would not have. In other parts of the country, if the climate engineering cabal were not completely blocking the flow of moisture into the U.S. West, it would not be completely drying up and incinerating. All the way back in the 1960s, in Vietnam, the U.S. military used weather modification operations to flood whatever they wanted. Again, not theory, it's historical record. Are we to believe that after a half century of rapid technological increases in weather modification, that the climate engineers could not augment precipitation anywhere they want, like along the U.S. West Coast, with the whole Pacific Ocean on the doorstep? The weather makers are actually aggressively blocking precipitation from the U.S. West. This is a satellite image proven fact. Climate intervention operations are nothing short of weather warfare. They are the single most environmentally destructive form of human activity. The weather makers leave nothing alone. Nothing. All is now tainted. covert climate modification programs are not only decimating the planet's last remaining life support systems with epic drought and deluge scenarios, the highly toxic fallout from these operations are contaminating every breath we take. The fight to expose and halt climate engineering is a fight for life, nothing less. All are needed in the desperate battle to expose and halt the climate engineering insanity. Share credible data from a credible source. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Stay safe, stay strong. This is Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org.
Okay, you heard it. You know, Christ said that at the end of the world and throughout time, that nothing that is done in secret will remain a secret. Everything will be brought out into the open so that the world can see. There is a cosmic truth that before you can be deceived, it's a cosmic law. God set this law, and all the forces of darkness, they have to obey that law. They don't like it. They don't like to tell people what they're doing. They don't want people to see what they're doing. But presently, everything that is happening with the virus, with the vaccinations, with what's happening internationally with the war programs that are moving forward, leading us to Armageddon, the geoengineering, the military weather warfare 2020, 2025, 2030, and beyond is reality. You can't deny it. It is there. The droughts in the West Coast, the heavy rains in the East Coast. I wanted to talk a little bit about Haiti, what happened in Haiti. It was a twofold attack. Number one, it was an earthquake, which most likely was created through the HAARP program. Number two, it was a low pressure, another small hurricane, devastating Haiti once again. And now, guess what's coming one more time? Hurricane Larry. Now, is Hurricane Larry also a geoengineered hurricane? Well, we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. This is Rick Rodriguez. Again, the program, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. What is done in secret, Christ said, will be brought out in the open and manifest, made. Everyone will know. Because before you can be deceived, you have to be told the truth. Before you take these vaccinations, you've been told the truth, should you decide to take them. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
I'm about to tell you a website that will change your life forever. Go to bestcashopportunity.com and see how easily you can generate incredible amounts of cash right from your own home without having to sell anything. If you're truly serious about becoming financially free once and for all with the proven system unlike anything you've seen before, then check out the website at bestcashopportunity.com or call 720-475-2033.
Don't miss the Greeley Gun and Motorcycle Show at Island Grove Regional Park in Greeley, September 18th and 19th. Featuring thousands of firearms, loads of ammo, and a weekend giveaway of an AR-15 from 30 Block LLC. No purchase necessary, must be present to win. Located at 501 West 14th Avenue in Greeley. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show. Don't miss the Greeley Gun and Motorcycle Show at Island Grove Regional Park in Greeley, September 18th and 19th. Featuring thousands of firearms, loads of ammo, and a weekend giveaway of an AR-15 from 30 Block LLC. No purchase necessary, must be present to win. Located at 501 West 14th Avenue in Greeley. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Okay, so we're talking about weather warfare for just a little bit. Hurricane Larry, this was on September 7th, yesterday. It is now barreling towards Bermuda as a Category 3 storm, a weather warfare geoengineered, HAARP designed, manipulated, steered hurricane. That's what the evidence is pointing to. So far, it has reached speeds of 125 miles an hour, and it's saying that it will bring a risk of strong winds, heavy rainfall, and coastal flooding. No. The way they write these things is deceiving and may bring. No, it's going to bring strong winds, heavy rains, coastal flooding. The government of Bermuda issued a hurricane season reminder on Friday. They better tell the people that the weather warfare departments of the global societies is coming to destroy and kill and murder more people. The Minister of National Security, Renee Ming, told Bermudians to remain vigilant throughout the storm season. So what else is coming behind this one? The United States Consulate in Bermuda has warned all Americans traveling to the island nation or living there to monitor local weather reports. And my advice to American people is get out. Just play. There's no reason to be there. Get out of there. Along the East Coast, Hurricane Larry is expected to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. If you own ships, you better move them. And beachgoers, after Labor Day weekends, were urged to follow the advice of lifeguards and local officials throughout the coming week. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, centered right here in Colorado, in Boulder, Colorado, on the mesa above Boulder to the south and to the west, right just adjacent to the mesa where the murders took place at the King Soopers Table Mesa, said that Hurricane Larry, the 12th named storm of the season, is forecast to approach Bermuda during the next several days, a possible hurricane, possible major hurricane. Well, I know that I have a program that's about a three-hour program. I have to condense it into 1 hour. Who is it that is doing this hurricane steering? Who is doing the manipulation to increase the winds and the speeds and the velocity of the wind pattern, of the way that the hurricanes spin? Who does that? Oh, I guess they're doing it in some little village in Africa, possibly maybe out of Montana or maybe out of Serbia. No, it's being done right out of the main global center in the world, Boulder, Colorado. It is a combined joint effort of NOAA, N-O-A-A, and NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Research, out of Colorado. And yes, they have other departments elsewhere, but from this location, everything, this is the in the occult world, Boulder, Colorado, Denver, Colorado, Colorado in general, the Air Force Academy is the high place of all satanic witchcraft. This is where this type of evil comes from. Going on with the article, The agency said it's too soon to determine the magnitude of the storm's impact on Bermuda, and that the officials there should monitor changes to the forecast. They'll decide exactly where the eye will be. They'll decide how fast the winds will be, how the velocity, the intensity, because it's what they do. Christ said that everything that is done in secret will be made manifest. It will be broadcast. It will be made aware. The people of the world will know, just like with what's happening with the virus and the viruses to come. I was talking yesterday about the doomsday clock. The doomsday clock is ticking. The international globalist biological clock is ticking. They realize they don't have much time to do their evil. You see, they realize that once they get to a certain point, the people who are the priests in the occult, and this is what we're seeing presently. No one will present it to you like this, but if you can understand what the Bible says about the time in which we live, at the end of the world, the rise of witchcraft will be the rise of witchcraft and the rise of Christianity will mature together. And with those in witchcraft, these priests and these warlocks, whatever you want to call them, they're devil, the children of the devil that rule the covens, the great covens of the world, openly and secretly, they will, how do I phrase it? They know they only have a short period of time. And how do they know they have a short period of time? Because they do something most of the American people don't do. Most of the Christian people don't do. The people who hate God don't do. The people that are unaware of anything don't do. And that is read the Bible. These people read the Bible. I hate to bring the Bible into things, but I'm telling you, if you're going to understand the time that we live in, you have to have a point of reference. The point of reference is not going to be MSNBC, is not going to be the foundations of the world, is not going to be these non-governmental organizations, it's not even going to be the governments of the world. The point of reference in the time in which we live will be the Bible. The Bible is the point of reference that God gave man, is the book that God gave man with all of the points of reference in it. The point of reference coming, the War of Armageddon. A point of reference for the nations of the world, Russia is in the Bible. China is in the Bible. England is in the Bible. She's the mother of a great harlot called America, Babylon the Great, which is America. England is the mother, the great mother of the great harlot. The mother is a harlot, England. And America is the greater harlot. Points of reference. Now, with this pandemic, there is a point of reference in the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, and there is a word. It is called consumption. Consumption. The world, at some time, at the end of the world, is going to face a global consumption. That word is basically a extremely powerful, deadly virus. Now, is this COVID-19 that virus that is spoken of in Isaiah chapter 28? I don't think it is. I think this is just the sister, and there are more coming by the children of the devil to continue to destroy people and to kill people. You have the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They're already moving. They have been moving. They've been, you know, uneasy, and they've been, you know, kind of like the horses at a horse race. They are in the gate, ready for the gate to open so they can take off into the field. Well, I got a feeling that these horses are right there. They're ready to run. but the gate has to be open. And there's a time that in the Christian world known that the Christians know as the Great Tribulation, or the Tribulation, the initial part of the Tribulation, those doors will be open. The horses already are running. The war, the horse that's going to bring the wars, coming wars internationally, the rider of the white horse who's going to give the order to go to war. Then you have the second horse, which is war. Then you have, the red horse, which is going to take peace from the earth. Then you have the last horse, which is green, kind of a green horse with yellow. It's a combination. I say it's two different aspects to that horse. The fourth horse would be Islam, and Islam being allowed to be set out into the world, and also the green movement, the environmental movement, the great religious movement of the devil worshipers in the world, the green movement, loving Mother Earth, worshiping Mother Earth. The Egyptians worshiped Mother Earth. They were the great earth worshipers. They worshiped the lice and the frogs and the water and the sun and the moon and the stars, and they worshiped everything. And one thing that the earth worshipers hate more than anything is their fellow man. Why? Because mankind was created in the image of God, and they hate God. So these horses are ready to run. The third horse, which is pestilence, plagues, disease, it's already running. And also at the same time, famine. So these things are moving in the world today. Now, I go back to my original point. The Bible, God gave the Bible to mankind, whether mankind likes it or not, whether mankind agree with it or not, whether they believe that there is a God or a Messiah or a Savior to mankind, whether they believe that there is a devil or there isn't a devil, or there are not fallen angels or demons, whether they believe or not, the Bible is the point of reference. And what we're seeing are these points of references within the Bible coming to pass called prophecy. Things are happening in the world that we cannot dismiss. You cannot close your eyes. You can't go into your closet and hide, because what is happening at the end of the world, God said that when these children of the devil, when they get power and authority in the administrations and government internationally, all they will do is kill their fellow man, just like Cain killed Abel. These people are exactly like the spirit of Cain who killed Abel. You cannot get away from it. So, I just wanted to begin there. The point of reference, you're never going to forget this, is the Bible. God gave mankind the Bible with all these points of reference. Whether they like it or not, the points of reference are going to tell you what mankind is going to do to his fellow man. And it is happening. In the point of reference, there is a coming, and for 2,000 years, people have talked about a person called Antichrist, who would declare himself to be God. It's a point of reference. You can't get away from it. People who did not believe in God so much, like, I'm trying to think who played Lawrence of Arabia, Peter O'Toole. Peter O'Toole, he read the Bible because he knew the Bible was a great, it presented vocabulary, English vocabulary, perfectly, and he wanted to perfect his speech. Well, he used it so he could talk more eloquently. But he was affected by it. And all of Hamlet, the plays of Hamlet, the Muslims, they based their religion off the writings of Moses. The Mormon Church, the same. Joseph Smith was an adept. He was his book that he read most out of was the King James. You cannot get away from the point of reference. So now In the next segment, I've got some things that are kind of heavy to talk to you about, so please stay with me. This is Rick Rodriguez of The Present Truth.
This is Bucky Dillon, and the Liberty Revolt is back, founded on strategies to engage in the culture war and to develop a better understanding of political philosophy, policies, and their ramifications. So don't miss the Liberty Revolt Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. Come hang out with us this Friday from 6 to 8. Meet the faces on the other side of the radio broadcast as we resume our Friday night events. In fact, this week, we're having a movie night. We are redefining what it means to flatten the curve by hosting the Lost History of Flat Earth. Right here, come hang out, get some free flat pizza this week, and flat pancakes the week after that for our Friday night movie night. 6 to 8 p.m. Question everything.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the Town Group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the Town Group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the Town Group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
Town Group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
I told you so. We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Come hang out with us this Friday from 6 to 8. Meet the faces on the other side of the radio broadcast as we resume our Friday night events. In fact, this week, we're having a movie night. We are redefining what it means to flatten the curve by hosting the Lost History of Flat Earth. Right here, come hang out, get some free flat pizza this week, and flat pancakes the week after that for our Friday night movie night. 6 to 8 p.m. Question everything.
Every Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. I'll be your host for these programs. On Sunday from 8 to 11, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program for 3 hours. Join me, please join me then. If you can't, now that they're once again beginning the initial direction of lockdown again, if you can't get to assemblies, well, join me on 1360 KHNC AM radio, Sunday morning, 8 to 11. And so we're going to continue. Also on Sunday, for the rest of this month, from noon to 1, I'll have different topics that I will cover that I think you'll find interesting. So the biological clock of the globalists is ticking. You see, they study the Bible. Anton LaVey, who wrote the Satanic Bible, he studied the Bible. These people study the Bible. They know what the Bible says. But mankind basically poo-poos the Bible. Mankind doesn't want to talk about the Bible. They don't want to read the Bible. They don't want to know anything about the Bible because they think the Bible is not inspired by God, written by men who were inspired by God perfectly. I say it was perfect in its development. It is a perfect document. And the devil worshipers, they know Bill Gates, Fauci, Boris Johnson, George Soros, Henry Kissinger, all these people, they know more about the Bible than you do. Why? Because they study their enemy. Who is their enemy? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. These men, like with Klaus Schwab, Adolf Hitler, the Vladimir Lenin, all these men, Voltaire, they read the Bible. Why? Because they wanted to see what God was going to do so they could do just the opposite. They've been on a campaign to overthrow God from the beginning of time. But you won't read, and people won't read the Bible because it's just a book that has errors. Well, that's the propaganda, that the Bible is not a perfect document. It is perfect. All the prophecies in that document, this is accurate forecasting. You can't get away from it. Accurate forecasting is the coming Armageddon. Accurate forecasting is that man would be in space at the end of the world. Accurate forecasting is God says that he will destroy those who destroy the earth. And this is what mankind is doing, destroying the earth through all the geoengineering and through all the calamities that are man-made. God said that he would destroy those who are the murderers of the good people of the world, who are trying to rid the world of the poor and the needy. This is what they're doing. They're doing it in Africa. They're doing it in the third world nations. Now they're doing it in the second world nations. And now they're doing it in the first world nations. They're removing people that are conservative, directing these weapons at areas of the country that are conservative. And guess what? They're even directing these weapons at the areas of the country that voted to put the people in power that are in power. They are not just stripping the wealth of the Republicans and conservatives and the Christians. No, they're stripping the wealth of the Democrats, of the socialist Democrats who are loyal to the Democrat Party. And the Democrats don't realize that they're part of the culling. They're being culled. Their finances are being culled. Their quality of life is being destroyed, and their future is being destroyed also, and they don't realize it. Well, this is in the Bible, and because it's in the Bible, these people that read the Bible, they know it. Well, they have to do their work as quickly as possible because they know they're running out of time. This is why they had to remove Donald Trump from office. This is why they have to destroy Russia. This is why they have to destroy China. Because Donald Trump was interfering with the globalist plans. Vladimir Putin is going up for re-election here on the 19th of September. They're doing everything possible to make sure he does not continue as a president of Russia. They want to replace him with a man who has declared that Jesus Christ was the first communist. That's who they want to replace Vladimir Putin with. If Vladimir Putin is replaced by this man who's declared that Jesus Christ was the first communist, I got a feeling Russia's judgment is coming real quickly, sooner than later. So we're going to see what's happening. And Vladimir Putin and the Russian His Party. They are doing everything possible to keep America and the West from interfering with that election. Well, if they remove Donald Trump, I kind of wonder if they're going to remove Vladimir Putin. I thought Putin would be the president of Russia that would take Russia to invade Israel. But if this God-hater that is possibly going to replace Putin, if this man, and he is a God-hater, I can't think of his name, I don't have the article, but he believes Jesus Christ was the first communist, well, I got a feeling that this might be the man that's going to bring Israel or Russia to invade Israel. Then America has to destroy China. And America knows right now with Russia and China working together, it's going to be very difficult to destroy China. That's why they're trying to get Vladimir Putin out. Why? The main reason is because Vladimir Putin has been fighting against the global agendas of Europe and America. So, well, that's it for today. I'm done. I don't have anything else to say, so I guess I might as well just go have a cup of coffee. Oh, okay, I remember something else. While we're on the subject with the hurricane manipulation, what happened in Haiti, I am trying to get info to see how many children that have been orphaned once again. In the last 16 years, how many children have been born in Haiti? 16 years ago, many of these children disappeared. Friends of Hillary were involved with supposedly Christian groups taking these little kids, these little orphans, to these orphanages. No. There is an adrenochrome harvest taking place then, and I hate to shock you, but is there another adrenochrome harvest taking place now? We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls in a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls in a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls in a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what
it's like inside his cave. The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Before I forget, again, every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Sunday from 8 to 11, 1360 KHNC, AM radio. Before I forget, I wanted to mention once again, there will be a consumption at the end of the world. It is in the book of Isaiah chapter 28, the word consumption, meaning that mankind, they can create whatever they want in laboratories. But in Isaiah 28, I have a feeling that God is going to unleash something upon these wicked people that they can never create in a laboratory. They're doing a little tweaking here, a little tweaking there, messing with the human genome. They're messing with our DNA. They're messing with all these things. But there's something in Isaiah chapter 28. It's called consumption. And this consumption, I am suspecting in my studies that this is something that is going to be completely in the hand of God, and I'm not so sure man is going to have a hand in it. And it's going to be something that is going to perplex these people that hate God. And it's going to be something that they are not going to be able to have a way to cure themselves of. They want to go on a killing campaign? Well, God says that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. God will repay these people, their evil for evil. He will repay it. At the same time, so I will talk more about that at a future broadcast, but I want you to keep that in your thinking. There is a consumption coming, and I don't think that consumption that God is going to bring is occurring presently. Now, I did hear Alex Jones mentioning something about doomsday virus that these people have planned a decade or so ago. I've read about a lot of the Rockefeller research that they've been doing, and I believe they do have something much more powerful than the COVID. They're still developing. But God is going to blind their minds so they just can't do what they would like to do and accomplish what they would want to accomplish. And the head of all this, one of the wicked people, is Bill Gates of Hell. We're going to talk about Bill Gates of Hell here in the future. And I think you're going to want to run and hide in the closet. But that's okay. God will meet you there. God will be there with you. He'll hold your hand. He'll get you through it. Now, I was talking yesterday that the Russian intelligence is stating that they believe that Joe Biden is bringing a militia into this country in the form of these Afghan refugees. And they believe that what Biden is doing by allowing these people to come into the country is he will use them eventually as a military force. And again, I don't say it's Joe Biden. My research, it is Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. And this was Barack Obama's plan in the Middle East when he helped create ISIS and funded all the other Muslim terrorist groups throughout that area. And so these Afghans that are coming in, that many are unvetted, coming into these military bases where they have these little cities here in this country, and they have enough facilities for about 50,000. Right now they have about 26,000 that have already come in, and they're going to bring, they're trying to get to the capacity of 50,000. Well, it's going to be more than that. And already I heard last night in the news, interestingly enough, that these people are being dispersed all over the country, and Biden administered, they asked him, where are all these refugees? He says, well, they're all over the country. Quote, Joe Biden, Joseph, I don't even know what the middle guy's middle name is. Joseph T. Biden. Joseph L. Biden. Is either loser or liar. You decide. So, now, from 2 days ago, the dailymail.co.uk, a two-mile runway in Ramstein Air Base is a tent city for Afghan refugees. Remarkable new photos show the scale of the United States operations at Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany, as thousands of Afghans evacuated from Kabul are processed for their journeys on to the United States of America. The base in southwest Germany has turned one of its two runways, which are both around 2 miles long, into an enormous tent city to provide living quarters for the tens of thousands of Afghans who have been evacuated there. Those tents, which have been photographed from the air, show the sheer scale of the evacuation operation. They are split into pods to give the occupants privacy, with hundreds of porta-potties also visible along the edges of the airstrip. About a fifth of all the people evacuated by the U.S. from Kabul were brought to Ramstein, which is 100 miles southwest of Frankfurt. The rest went mainly to Qatar and Kuwait, with some traveling to Italy and Spain. Now, Italy and Spain, they're just temporary places and points. They're coming from these places here. At the time, Brigadier General Josiah Olson, commander of the 86th Airlift Wing at Ramstein's installation, said that the base could hold 5,000 evacuees. 2 weeks later, it's three times as much as September 1st. 12,000 evacuees have left the base. Another 14,900 remain. We'll be right back.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Checkapro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Checkapro radio show every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 303-327-9293. That's 303-327-9293.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
As we wrap up the program, I wanted to let you know that if you want to help support me so that I can stay in this hour. This is kind of a hot hour here at the station. And to be on this program, if you want to support the hour and me specifically, well, call and let Jason know. Let someone know. Leave a message on the door outside. Slip a note under the door. However you want to do it, but let them know that you want to support me to keep me in this time slot. So, what's happening is these refugees are being moved to Qatar, Italy, to Spain, to Germany, with the intention of bringing them to the good old United States of America, USA. Why? Again, Russian intelligence feels that this is going to be Barack Obama, alias Barry Satoru's new... Oh, I'm sorry, did I say Barack Obama? Didn't I say Joe Biden? No, because Joe Biden, he's... I'm thinking of a song that just came into my mind by the Beatles. I'm a loser. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't be thinking that way. That's terrible. But anyhow, Joe Biden is not the president. He's not the legal president. He's an imposter. And the one who is really running everything, I believe, and the Bible states, is Barry Satoru. That is his Christian name. His Muslim name is Barack Obama. And so I believe that he is bringing a Muslim army in. He can't bring in the Chinese army because Barack Obama is at odds with China. He tried to work things out with China, and it didn't work. And China now has taken a new direction as a nation, and the United States is not a friend of China, not a friend of Barack. So, Russian intelligence feels that these people that are being brought into this country is going to be the army within the borders of the U.S. It won't be people coming in via NATO, like we've suspected. So anyhow, that kind of, in a nutshell, I have another... If we were going to another hour, I have another interesting article that I might talk about tomorrow. But again, every Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, on Sunday morning from 8 to 11, and then for the rest of this month from noon to 1, there'll be a segment on Sunday. This is all on 1360 KHNC. AM radio podcasts are 1360KHNC.com to the podcast section. This Friday, Kathy Stevens, Life Choices. She will be speaking here at the station from 6 until 8. And the pizza will be provided by the... I forgot the name of the pizza place across the street. But... Anyhow, we'll talk to you tomorrow. You have a good night. And don't go to the Bermudas. The hurricane will get you. Rick Rodriguez, talk to you tomorrow.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. JD the Colorado Deplorable here, and I want to tell you about EnviroShapes Concrete, a local veteran-owned company doing business along the Front Range for over 30 years. You can email them at enviroshapes@gmail.com or call or text them at 303-775-7926. That's 303-775-7926. EnviroShapes does every job like it's their own home.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.